Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. I know you've been reading the New Testament, and I know on the programming here you've often studied various passages that use the word power. And you go through the Bible and you say, all right, there's the translation of the word. There's the word power right there. And another verse will say the word power. But you know, sometimes, especially like in the King James, which I use and many of the other speakers here use, the word power is just simply a translation of a number of different terms. And sometimes we lose the significance of the original word that's used when sometimes the word power is really a translation of a word that means authority. And I want to distinguish between two different words today because I want you to understand that there's a use of the word power that really makes a word picture in the mind of man significant as to what God is able to accomplish with regard to sin. Again, sometimes you can read the New Testament, and it's a good sense where the writer, for example, in Matthew 28, verse 18, will have Jesus saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And you go back and you look at the original terms there, and you'll find that a better sense of that word is authority. Now, involved in authority is power. But there he has in mind the idea of jurisdiction, power, liberty, strength. It was the same word, that word exousia or exousia that was used there that carried the sense of the right of courts over something or someone. By the way, that's the same word that Jesus would use in Matthew 9:6 when the man that was paralyzed was lowered through the roof and they brought him before Jesus in the house after they had removed the roof tile. And remember that Jesus is going to prove that he has the ability to heal. He says that you may know that the Son of Man hath power, authority on earth to forgive sins. Now, I understand that power is a sense in which that word is used, but more likely the better sense there is authority, just like in Matthew 28. But there is another word that just means power. And I want you to consider that word with me today, the word that means power. That's the word that is the original term, dunamis. And I want you to notice that when you spell this word, it comes out something like D-U-N-A-M-I-S, something like that. The English equivalent of that would be something like dynamic. We get our word dynamite from the original word, and it talks about blasting power. That word, dunamis, was used to refer to inherent raw power, just the power of a person or something. Sometimes that word is going to be used in the New Testament, power, to refer to the ability of someone to accomplish an action. Sometimes it will refer to the power of Jesus or maybe even the power of the apostles when they accomplished miraculous wonders. That word was also the word that is often used in the New Testament to talk about the ability of either the Lord or even the apostles, sometimes even us, to overcome some resistance. When an obstacle is in the way, God has given us power, the ability to overcome that particular obstacle, whatever object Satan has placed in our way. And I want you to consider that in regard to this word, dunamis, power, that there's something as far as a word picture that I think is significant for the child of God, and really even for alien sinners, so that they'll understand what happens when they're obeying the gospel. I don't think there's any doubt that when men study the Bible, they recognize the power of sin to remove man from God. In Romans 3:23, Paul writes and says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Interesting, he uses a verb tense there that means from the very moment that sin enters the life of a person, he then keeps on keeping on moving backward away from the grace of God. He keeps moving backward away from God's presence and God's fellowship. Sin has a very destructive effect, consequence on the life of man. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. But now watch this. In Romans 1:16, Paul writes and says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power," that's the word dunamis, "it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Now listen, I understand that sin has the ability to remove man from the fellowship of God. But now listen, the gospel is ultimately more powerful than sin by the blood of Jesus. If we're using that word picture of dynamite, of it being dynamic, then consider that while sin is able to remove man from the presence of God, the gospel has the ability to blast sin out of the life of a man. What are we saying? We are saying that the gospel has power. When we sing the song, there's power in the blood. We're saying that the power is in the blood, the ability to blast sin out of the life of a man, just like a stick of dynamite. Power. What a wonderful word in the gospel used of God's ability to remove sin and bring him back in fellowship as that man is obedient to the conditions of pardon. For all of the evil consequences of sin, God has something more powerful to cure it. It's called the gospel. Power. I want you to think about that word now as you think about God and the Bible and the blood of Jesus. It's powerful. Power. That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.